The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
We all know that we need insurance to protect our business. And of course, we hope that we never have to use it. But if you ever have had to claim, you'll know that most insurance payouts compensate for direct losses. And, you know, really, it only happens after what can be a long claims process. But there is a growing market segment that is structured differently: parametric insurance. Now, parametric coverage pays when the losses do not stem from physical damages, but business interruption. And one such parametric offering is called alternative risk transfer and is becoming more widespread as traditional insurance struggles to cover these new emerging risks. Over the past decade, it has soared by 410%. In contrast to traditional capital's growth of about 50%, alternative risk transfer, well, it's said to be easier without the usual claims adjusters, you know, legal disputes or complex business interruption calculations that are always involved. And some examples of how ART covers business, we're looking at things like, you know, automatically paying Singaporean retailers if, say, too much pollution haze hangs in the air, or Hong Kong business clients if a certain level typhoon warning is issued. That happens quite a bit. European shipping companies if, let's say, river levels fall below a certain depth. So that's just to give you an idea of the conversation that we are about to have. With us in the studio is Richard Green, Regional Head of Alternative Risk Transfer at Allianz Global Corporate and Specialty. Good morning, Richard. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Good morning, and thank you for having me on this morning.
It's quite a busy week for you, huh?
It certainly is. Yeah, it's been a busy week, but it's been, you know, an exciting week, so glad to be here.
Let's start off with the conference you attended yesterday. I believe it's called the Artemis Insurance Link Securities Conference. This is over at Suntec City, and it is supported by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, the biggest in Asia. And alternative risk transfer was quite a hot topic there. Any chance you could share with us what was discussed at this conference? A little bit more about it.
Absolutely. So, as you rightly point out, it was the largest ART event in Asia, hosted here in Singapore. The topic of that particular event was called insurance-linked securities. And I think in some ways, insurance-linked securities sums up really most of what ART is about. Mm-hmm. Because what we're doing is we're taking conventional insurance risks, but rather than transferring them to an insurance company, we're looking to transfer those risks to the capital market. So we're taking insurance risks and trying to transfer them to investment banks, to pension funds, you know, to hedge funds. So it's a different market from the conventional, and the way in which we transfer the risks is different. So we don't use conventional insurance policies. We use banking instruments like swaps and derivatives, and even bonds. So the conference yesterday, Singapore is determined to be certainly the leading center in Asia for insurance-linked securities, if not the world. And so what we were talking about there is, you know, can we issue more cat bonds in Singapore? Are there the investors here? Is there the, you know, are there the risks here? And I'm pleased to say that, you know, in February of this year, Singapore issued its first ever cat bond.
Okay.
And that was back in February 2019. And since then, two further bonds have been issued. So this year, you know, we've seen Singapore emerging as the insurance-linked security center for Asia, certainly in terms of bond issuance. That's not where the risks are located. The risks tend to be located in other parts of the world, but Singapore has its eyes on being the bond issuing center for, you know, insurance-linked securities.
I'm seeing these risks, and I know I described a couple of examples earlier on, but it's really, for lack of a better choice of words, in insurance terms, it's really mostly like act of God level type of risks, as you would describe, right?
Yeah. Definitely. So I think you're right to point that out, because when we talk about ART, we're actually normally only talking about a certain set of risks.
Yeah.
And those risks tend to be what we call natural catastrophe risk. Mm-hmm. So that would be earthquake and typhoon, particularly relevant in this part of the world.
Yeah.
And the other class of risks is weather risks. So too much rain, too little rain, too much sun, too little sun, too much wind. So when we think about ART, we must remember that we're only dealing at the moment with really natural catastrophe and weather risk. But there is a hope that the ART market will start to move into other areas. And these were discussed yesterday. Mm. The area that most people are focusing on for the future is cyber.
Right.
But the conference yesterday was mainly about the existing marketplace.
Yeah.
And that's driven mainly by as I say, natural catastrophe and weather risk.
I can see how natural catastrophe would be something so talked about today, because you look back even as early as 5 years ago, the whole issue of global warming discussions were on the rise. So naturally, this is going to be part of the landscape. Yes. Cyber risks in 5 years, probably the same thing.
Yes, I think that's right. We're always looking forward to see what the next risks are coming down the line. But you're right. Climate change, global warming, I believe, is leading to a higher frequency of typhoon and hurricane events. Yeah. We've seen that in the United States in the last couple of years, and we've also seen it in Japan and in Hong Kong. Now, what that means is that clients in this part of the world who are looking to buy risk protection for typhoon may not be able to find all the protection they need in the traditional insurance markets. Mm. And that's when they might turn to the ART market and say, guys, can we access, the capital markets to get additional capacity? Can we get the investment banks interested? Can we get some funds interested? So sometimes what we're doing is providing additional capacity where the traditional insurance market cannot fully meet the need. But the other key factor is the one that you mentioned. A lot of clients are looking for speed. And one of the key aspects of ART is speed. Yeah. So under a conventional policy, insurance policy, of course, there has to be quite a lengthy loss adjustment, loss assessment
calculation.
Process.
And
it does genuinely take time.
Yeah.
Whereas under these parametric instruments and solutions, because you're covering an event, the physical characteristics of an event, typhoon category 5 hitting a certain space in Hong Kong, then the payout can be rapid, normally within, 7 days.
Okay,
so
wow.
It's that speed of payment which I think excites a lot of people, because if they have a problem, they need the money quickly. Mm. If the money comes in a year's time or 18 months' time, it's not so valuable to them.
I can see from what you just described, really, the difference between ART and the traditional insurance market. And, I think that ability to not disrupt your business so much really is a huge pull factor. Yeah. Is there any chance you could give us some examples of how businesses can protect themselves from revenue loss with regard to ART?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the cases that certainly I've looked at recently, some interesting ones. One was a casino operation in Hong Kong. And what they were saying to me is, we obviously have conventional insurances protecting physical damage to our hotels and casinos in the event of a typhoon. But what we don't have, and what really concerns us, is in the event of a typhoon, we see a massive drop off in revenue because people can't travel to Macau and they can't come to our casino. So rather than protecting our buildings, can you protect those revenue streams?
Mm.
So what you would do there is put a parametric in place covering a typhoon event in or near Macau. And should that typhoon hit a certain category, then we're able to pay out, and therefore that casino is able to recoup its lost revenue. So what we're about there is protecting revenue streams. We have another case for a Singapore company, actually, in India, where they're operating solar power plants. Mm-hmm. And what they're worried about is a lack of sun affecting their revenue streams. And not lack of sun as in no sun, but lack of sun as though the sun doesn't perform consistently in the way that their models would expect it to. So they said to us, could you cover us in the event that we don't get as much sun as we think we're going to? And the answer to that is yes. And I think the most bizarre example I came across recently, just to give you an example of the breadth of this, is there was a chain of bars in London who noticed that if it rains in the summer, they don't earn as much revenue from drinks. So they actually purchased a parametric to protect them in the event that there was too much rain over the English summer. So I think you can see that the concept is being put to a very wide variety of uses.
It's so unpredictable, the way of the world these days. I can see how this appeals. Richard Green, Regional Head of Alternative Risk Transfer at Allianz Global Corporate and Speciality, in the studio with me. Talking about these parametric payouts that you mentioned, they're easier, but we also see that these contracts can be quite bespoke. So my question is, how does your company price the premiums of this ART and protect the risks that are often, unseen?
The way they're priced is based largely around models which are developed by, independent third parties. So as you say, we were talking about natural catastrophe and weather risk, and there are specialist companies who model those risks. And what they do is they look at a particular case and say, okay, well, what are the chances of a Typhoon 5 hitting Hong Kong? How many times has it happened in the past? What is the likelihood of it happening in the future? And therefore, they're priced based on what the probability of loss is. If the probability of losing money is very high, then obviously the premium is commensurately higher. But if the model indicates that the chance of the event happening is actually quite low, then the premium is commensurately low. So they're priced based on the likelihood of an incident happening.
Okay, I'm familiar with probability of loss because I was a law student there. But that means with regard to the payout being insured, the sum, the calculation is not done after incident, but really your probability of loss and all these factors happen way before the contract is signed.
The calculations to do with the probability of loss and the price we charge for these contracts is done way in advance. But when the incident happens, we do require an independent third party to verify that the incident has happened. It's not us and it's not our customer. Sure. It's an independent third party. And in this part of the world, when it comes to weather or natural catastrophe events, it tends to be Japan Meteorological Agency. Sure. So the JMA would say, yes, we can verify that a typhoon of this magnitude occurred this close to Macau.
Okay.
And once they've made that verification, it's upon that trigger that we can pay.
So it's specialist verification with regard to whatever subject matter it might be. That's why the speed is so fast.
Yeah, it's independent third-party verification, and that makes it much quicker. It also makes it a lot more transparent because whether there's been a claim or not is not under our control, and it's not under the client's control. It's up to an independent third party to make that assessment. And I think that makes clients very comfortable as well.
The data is there already. Yes. Very quickly, Richard, to wrap things up, we mentioned earlier the increase in ART, and we're talking 410% in the past decade. You compare that with traditional capital's growth of about 50%. What is behind this increase?
What's behind this increase is that traditionally, only insurance companies have got involved with taking insurance risk.
Okay.
And what we've seen in the last 10 years or so is other financial institutions, particularly investment banks, fund managers, investment funds, they're kind of saying, well, why can't we get involved in insurance? We want to do some insurance. Yeah. So what's happening with ART is a number of players in the capital markets are now turning their attention towards insurance risk. And of course, the capital markets are much, much larger globally than the insurance markets. So when you see those increases, what you're seeing is capital market interest growing. Now, why is it growing? Because the yields that we offer on these instruments are pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing, I think, is they're diversifiers. So there's no correlation between typhoons in Macau and the US stock exchange. So the reason they want them is to diversify their portfolios.
Right.
Because these are regarded as uncorrelated assets. So they become, very, very attractive.
Richard Green, Regional Head of Alternative Risk Transfer at Allianz Global Corporate and Specialty, in the studio with me this morning. Richard, thanks so much for your time, and I wish you a good weekend ahead.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.